Hi, this is Gordon from For Streaming Out Loud, and I've just watched another Netflix film since I'm contained in my house, and I've just watched Spencer Confidential, which is the number one film on Netflix right now, and it's directed by Peter Berg and stars Mark Wahlberg, and I think this is their fourth collaboration together. They did Deepwater Horizon back in 2016, and Patriot's Day in 2016, and Mile 22 in 2018. So I think I've only seen two out of three. I don't think I've seen Mile 22. And actually, Deepwater Horizon and Patriot's Day, they were actually much better films than I thought they were going to be. So seeing another collaboration between Mark Wahlberg and Peter Berg, I thought, oh, this actually really might not be too bad. And so this one finds us with Mark Wahlberg is a ex-cop. He was sent to prison for beating up a police captain, something like that, because he wasn't investigating a murder that he thought should have been investigated. So he comes out of prison and tries to uncover the shenanigans and the corruption involved with what happened in the previous case, and then there's a new case that he's involved in. If it sounds like I'm not all that interested in the plot, that would be entirely correct. This film just made me tired. It just made me tired because I'm actually a really big fan of Mark Wahlberg. I actually think he's a really good screen presence. Peter Berg has surprised me with his films in the past, but this is just kind of so meh, kind of lame. Like, it's a, you know, investigate the police who are corrupt thing, which you've seen all before, and then there's all these bouts of random violence that I think you're supposed to get really entertained by, but I've seen it all before, so it's like, well, there's nothing new to see here, so what's the point? And then it all ends, and this really bugs me in so many films. So you've been going through, I don't know, with superpowers or guns and everything else, but it always has to end with a hand-to-hand fight. And in this one, at least it almost makes some kind of play about it, that, yeah, we're not going to use our guns, we're going to just punch each other in the face. But really, this is how we're still ending films? Is a hand-to-hand fight? Just do better. It's just ridiculous. So, it's not really very good. For an hour and 50 runtime, it held my attention more than it sounds like it did. If you're into action, people punching each other in the face, this is it. This is the film for you. But if you're not and you're looking for something better, just avoid, I would say. So that's all I've got to say on this film. I just don't want to spend too much energy on it, to be honest. Please follow the podcast at StreamLoudPod. Subscribe to the podcast. It's on iTunes now, Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts. Please rate and review it so other people can find it. So, thanks so much. Bye.